Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Kama Daf Yud Gimel. We are going to pick up on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph at the two dots, three lines from the top, because that's there's no real good place on Yud Beis Amud Beis to pick up. So we assume everyone had enough time on buses yesterday to catch up all the way to three lines from the top on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha LeHashalom. It's also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives, by the Godor children, for the yahrzeit of their father, Rabbi Shlomo Godor, Rav Shraga, Shlomo ben Rav Avram Tzvi, which was yesterday, the Nesham Shav and Aliyah, also by Michelle Small Roth and Aaron Moshe Roth and family to commemorate the fourth yahrzeit of Elizabeth Bunny Small, whose yahrzeit was yesterday, the Nesham Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to discuss is a continuation of what we were discussing yesterday, which is the idea that Kachim Kalim, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, are Mamon Bailim, and therefore you could be Chayiv the Shavuos HaPikadon on Kachim Kalim, even though it's Kachim, because we consider it, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, to be Mamon Bailim. So the Gemara is going to quote the Hemsheikh of that Brisa that relates to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Then the Gemara is going to discuss that the Mishnah says that you Chayiv on a Hezek of Nechasim She'ein Behem Mi'ila. So in yesterday's daf, the Gemara understood that that means that nechasim that are kadosh, but for whatever reason, for one reason or the other, they are ein behem mi'ila. And we said, oh, that must be going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that kachim kalim are kadosh, but it's mamun bailim, so it's ein behem mi'ila. However, the Gemara is that in today's daf is going to quote the Shita of Rava, who does not make that diuk from our Mishnah, and thinks that the Mishnah could even be going like the Chachamim. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, okay, now I know what happens if you damage kachim, if your animal damages a kachim animal. But what if the kachim animal is the one that does the damage? Then how do we view the halacha? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss a carbon toda that does damage. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what does the Mishnah mean when it says that the chiv is only on, for the chiv for nezikin is only on nechasim hamiyuchadin. What is that coming to exclude? And then the Gemara toward the end of Amud Beis is going to relate to the line in the Mishnah where we said Rishus HaNizik VeHamazik. So we're going to have a machlokas about a shor that's mazik in Rishus HaShutafim, a jointly owned Rishus. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says Rishus HaNizik VeHamazik? Is it a hemshich of the phrase Chutz MiRishus HaMiyuchad HaMazik, which you're putter on? Or is it a new Indian that it's telling us as a hemshich of the Mishnah? And we should read it Rishus HaNizik VeHamazik Kishizik Chav HaMazik, meaning that you're actually going to be chayiv in that case when it's in jointly owned property. So that's going to be the machlokas toward the end of the daf. Okay, so now let's begin. Again, we're beginning three lines from the top of the page at Gufa, or four lines from the top of the page at Gufa, right after the two dots. So we had we had quoted the beginning of the Brisa in yesterday's daf that tells us that according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Kachim Kalim is Mamon Bailim, and therefore you chayiv a carbon shvuos habikadon on Kachim Kalim. So now the hemshich of the Brisa goes as follows. Gufa, the pasuk says by Shavuos HaPikadon, Umal Amal Ba'Hashem, right? It says Nefesh, Kisecht Umal Amal Ba'Hashem, V'chichish Ba'Hashem. So we darshan the rabos that the Kachim Kalim, that comes to include Kofar B'Pikadon, someone who's Kofar in a Pikadon, someone who denies having a Pikadon of Kachim Kalim, Shehim Mamono, because that's considered to be his Mamon. Kachim Kalim is considered to be Mamon Bailim. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita. That's what we saw yesterday. So now the Brisa continues. Ben Azai Omer, but Ben Azai explains the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Rabbi says Hashlamim, that it comes to include a carbon Shlamim as Mamon Bailim. The Gemara is going to explain as opposed to what? Shlamim just seems to be an example of Kachim Kalim, which is exactly what Rabbi Yossi Aglili said. Rabbi Yossi Ben Dustai Omer, Rabbi Yossi Ben Dustai disagrees with the Tanakama in the name of Ben Azai. And he says, "Lo Amar Benasai Elu B'Buchar Bilvad." No, Benasai didn't explain Rabbi Yosei Glili to be talking about Shlamim. Benasai only explained Rabbi Yosei Glili to be talking about a Buchar, that's Mamun Bailim. So we're going to explain what he's coming to be Mima'it. So now let's analyze this Brisa. So again, the Brisa presented the sheet of Rabbi Yosei Glili that Shavuos HaPikadon is Nogeya to Kachim Kalim, and then we had two versions of Benasai. What Rabbi Yosei Glili meant by that? Did he mean Shlamim or did he mean Bechar? So Amar Mar Benasai Omer L'Rabbo says Shlamim. That first Benasai, the first version of Benasai, says that Rabbi Yosei Glili meant to include Shlamim as Mamun Bailim. So it sounds like there's other Kachim Kalim that's not Mamun Bailim. So the Mutemai, what is not Mamun Bailim? Say Ilem L'Mutei Bechar, if he's coming to be Mimayin Bechar, the way Rashi understands the Bechar in Chutz La'aretz, that's not Mamun Bailim. You can't say that, because Hashto Mash Shlamim Shetunim Smicha, because if you're going to tell me that a carbon shlamim, which is more chamur, and that it requires smicha, you need to lean on the head of the animal, the bailim needs to lean on the animal's head before the shechita, and you need to bring yayin for nesachim on the mizbeach, and a minchas nesachim that gets burnt on the mizbeach, and you need to wave the matnos kuhuna of the carbon, which is the chaz of a shok, and still we say with all those holy things about it, that it's still considered mamun bailim. So Bechar, which doesn't have any of these dinim, you need to tell me that that's Mamun Bailim? Of course that's going to be Mamun Bailim. So it can't be that Benasai is telling me that only Shlamim and not Bechar, to the exclusion of Bechar, is Mamun Bailim. Elo Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, here's what Benasai meant. Lemute Meiser, he's coming to tell me that Shlamim, as opposed to Meiser Behema, which is also Kachim Kalim, is not Mamun Bailim. Kid Tanya, because we have a Brisa that says as follows, Bechar Nemar, by a Bukhar Tam, the Pasuk says, Lo Tifteh. So it tells me that I'm not allowed to be Pode it and make it into Chulin and then just sell it in the Shuk, as if it were Basar Chulin. But it doesn't say Lo Yimacher, Vinimkar Tam Chai. And therefore, since it doesn't say Lo Yimacher, just as Lo Sifteh, it means I just can't treat it like a regular Chulin animal. But it can be sold when it's a Tam and alive, and the Lokeach will be Makrovit in the Beis HaMikdash, or will eat it Pekedusha if it develops a Mum. But if it's shechted b'chutz, it's aser ba'na, just like kachim that are shechted b'chutz, just like any other kachim shnishchu b'chutz. U'balmum, and if the b'char is a balmum, you're allowed to sell it chai v'shachut, whether it's alive or whether it's already shechted. But b'maiser ne'amar, by maiser it says, lo yigo'el. So we darshan gzeir shava from cherme kohanim, where it also says, lo yimacher v'lo yigo'el. And by cherme kohanim, there's nisr mechira. So too by maiser behema, there's nisr mechira. Ve'inu nimkar lo chai v'lo shachut, lo tam, v'lo balmum. And that's what Benazai is telling me, that since a person is not allowed to sell Meiser Behema, it's not really considered to be his. It's not really considered to be Mamun Bailim in the fullest sense. So when Benazai says that a Shlamim is Mamun Bailim according to Rabbi Yosei Glili, he means a Shlamim and not Meiser Behema, because Shlamim at least can be sold tam, it could be sold as tam chai, or it could be sold as a balmum chai vishachut, but Meiser Behema cannot. So now the Gemara brings the Shita of Ravina in the Braisa. Ravina Masna Sefer. Ravina learns the sugi on the Sefer of the Braisa. That Rabbi Yosef ben Zustai Yomar Lo Amar Ben Azai Elo B'Buchar Bilvad. That when the other version of Benasai, that Benasai says that no, when Rabbi Yosef Glili says something is Mamun Bailim, it's not about Shlamim, it's about Bechar, that Bechar is Mamun Bailim. So the Mute Mai, what's that coming to exclude? Ile Milamute Shlamim, if you're going to tell me he's coming to say that Shlamim are not Mamun Bailim, well, how does that make sense? Hashtu Uma Bechar Shekadosh Meirechem, that if a Bechar is Kedusha Schal already from the time it's born, you don't even need to be Maktish in it. Has so much Kedusha, and still Mamona, who we still consider it to be your Mamon, even though it was born with Kedusha. So Shlamim, by Karmen Shlamim, where you need to be Maktishit Pipeh, you need to tell me that that's going to be considered to be your Mamon. Meaning what it turns out is that Bechar and Shlamim each have Chumras over the other. So the two versions of the discussion each learn a Kal V'Chomer in a different direction. I mean, it's Kal V'Chomer, but each one L'Chora, it should be a Pircha on each Kal V'Chomer, because you have the other possibility, but that's the two versions of the Gemara. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lamutei Maisa, that no, when Abbi Yossi ben Dostoy says that that Rabben Azai had said that a Bechor is Mamun Bailim, what's he coming to exclude? He's not coming to exclude Shlamim, he's coming to exclude Maiser. Kidetani Bechor Nemar Lo Sifta Nimkar Tam Chai Ubalmum Chai Veshachut Vemaiser Nemar Lo Yugael Vene Nimkar Lo Chai Velo Shachut Lo Tam Velo Balmum. The same difference that we had between Shlamim and Maiser Behema, we have between Bechor and Maiser Behema, that a Bechor can be sold, a Maiser Behema cannot, and therefore Maiser Behema is less Mamun Bailim than Bechor is. So the Gemara asks, Haba Bechor Bel Vad Ka Amar, how can you say that Rabbi Yossi comes to be Mamait only Maiser, but after all, didn't he say that only Bechor is actually Mamun Bailim? So it sounds like he's being Mamait all other Kachim Kalim, and saying that all other Kachim Kalim are Mamun Gavoa. So Kasha, that's a Kasha on this Girsa of Ravina. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to the Lashon of our Mishnah. We said in our Mishnah that you're Chayiv on a Hezek on Nechasim She'in Behem Me'ila. So in yesterday's daf, the Gemara understood that that means Nechasim that only is not subject to Me'ila, but at least is Kadosh. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Kachim Kalim is Mamun Bailim. So now the Gemara brings Rava, who says, no, it's a bad deal. You could explain the Mishnah even according to the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rava Amar, Mein Nechasim She'in Behem Me'ila. What do we mean when we say that you're only Chayiv for damaging Nechasim She'in Behem Me'ila? It means Nechasim She'in Behem Din Me'ila, that they don't have any Kedusha L'Shamayim whatsoever. Umay Ninhu Dehedyot. And what do we mean by it doesn't have any Din Me'ila? It means there's no Kedusha. It's Nechasim that belongs to a Hedyot. V'lisni Dehedyot. So why doesn't it just say that then? That it belongs to a Hedyot. So Kasha. So that Teretz of Rava is therefore remains as a Kasha. The Otsar Gaonim, it says that there's a Kabbalah from the Rishonim that any Memer in the Gemara that ends with the word Kasha is not a Tiyufta, it's not a Pircha Gemura, it's not something that there's no answer to. There's always an answer. So therefore you have to be Ma'ayin and you'll find a teretz to the kasha. So and it says over there that this is true in our sugya as well, that the shail is only from the lashon of the Mishnah, that why wasn't the Mishnah mekatzer and to say nichse hedyot, like so just like we could explain the Tana to say that even if it has kedusha and it doesn't have me'ila, it's mamun bailim, like Rabbi Yochanan explained in yesterday's daf, so too you could say that it's not a diyuk and it's lav davka that the Tana chose that lashon, and be'emes the Tana means nichsei hedyot, meaning it's not like the most difficult kasha in the world. Okay, so now the Gemara has been dealing up until this point with what you have damaged, and when the nizik is an animal that's kachim, so are you chayiv or are you not chayiv? So now the Gemara is going to discuss what if you have a behema shlamim that's a tam that does damage. So how do you do the collection of the chatzi nezek from the basar of that shlamim? So Amar Rabbi Abba shlamim sheizik. If a shartam that was hukdash as a carbon shlamim does damage, and the din of a shartam is that you go with the chatzi nezek migufo, only from the body of, from the value of the mazik animal itself. So go with mi basarin, the nizik collects chatzi nezek from the basar of the carbon after your makrovit, meaning the animal that did the damage as a shlamim, you still got to bring it as a shlamim. Now, carbon shlamim, only the meat goes to the bailim, so you take the meat, and the chatzi nezek is collected from the meat. Veinu gov meimorein, but you can't collect from the emurim, because the halacha is that they're muktar on the mizbeach. They have to be burnt on the mizbeach. So says Mar Pshita, isn't that obvious that you cannot collect from the emurim? Emurim, the gavoa salki, the emurim go on the mizbeach. They go, they're brought as the carbon. So says Mar Lo Tzricha, legova mibsaran keneged emurim. That Rabbi Abba is telling me that you're not gova from the emurim means that if the basar alone is not worth chatzi nezek, that you're actually chayivin, you're not able to collect from the basar more than the chatzi nezek relating to the value of the emurim, which you cannot be gova from at all. So the Gemara explains, why is it that the nizik is not able to be gova from the chelik of the basra of the bailim keneged, whatever the meaning, if the animal in total with the emurim and everything else is worth $200, why can't I collect $100 worth of basar, even though that's more than half of the basar? Yet when it comes to two people that are mishtatef in a single nezek, and you can't collect from both of them equally, there's a machlokas that we're going to have in a braisa much, much later in the Masechta about a shor that pushes another shor into a bar. So Rabbi Nassan holds that if the shor that did the pushing was a mu'ad, the bala shor pays chatzi nezek and the bala bar pays chatzi of the nezek. And if the dochif was a shor tam, the bala shor pays a quarter of the nezek and the bala bar pays three quarters of the nezek. He makes up for what's missing. And the chum, well, no, the bala bar is patra and the shor that does the pushing pays kedino, a mu'ad nezek. Shalim and a tam, chatzi nezek. So ask the Gemara, alib the man. Who is Rabbi Abba saying when he says that the nizik is not gova from the basar of the shlamim, the chelek that he's not able to collect from the emurim, that it doesn't just go, that responsibility doesn't just transfer onto the basar, and you can't just collect it from the basar? Whose opinion is he holding? Like, if he's saying that according to the chachamim, well, pshita, that's obvious that he's not going to collect. Ha'amri, chileka l'shtalumi mehai, lo mishlami lehai. The rabbanon are the ones that hold that when there were two mazikim, if you can't collect from one, then you're not able to go to the other one to make up for what you weren't able to collect from one. So Mela, even though you're not going to get the full payment, okay, that's tough luck. So if you can't get the payment from the Emurim, it makes sense that you're not going to get that payment from the Basar. Via Libet Rabbi Nassan, and if he's going like Rabbi Nassan, Ha'amar Kilak L'Shul Mehai Mishtali Mehai. Well, then it seems incorrect. If you can't collect from one Mazik, you collect from the second Mazik according to Rabbi Nassan, and therefore the din of Rabbi Abba is not true. If you can't collect from the Emurim, you should be able to collect from the Basar. So the Gemara is mechalik between the din of Rabbi Abba and that machlokas between Rabbi Nassan and the Chachamim. Meaning Rabbi Abba on the one hand is very different than the case that Rabbi Nassan and the Chachamim disagreed about. So Gemara answers as follows. If you want, you could tell me that Rabbi Abba holds Rabbi Nassan vi bayisema Rabbanan. Or if you want, you could say he holds like the Rabbanan, because this discussion has nothing to do with that machlokas. I bayisema Rabbanan. You could say that Rabbi Abba holds like the Rabbanan, and it's not such a dover pashut that you cannot collect from the basar kineged the emurim, because hani mili, the din that the Chum say that one mazik is not chayiv to compensate for the other mazik, for what the other mazik is not able to pay, that's betray gufi. That's when they're two totally separate entities. There's the shor and there's the bar that did damage. Aval b'chad gufa, but when both mazikim are the same guf, it's basar and emurim that are part of one shor. It could be matziyam alei mekalechad bin mishtalamna, that who says that chatzi nezek is a half of each horn and a half of each, no, chatzi nezek means half of the value of the overall animal from whichever part of the animal, and therefore I can collect the entire chatzi nezek from the basar of the animal. Or it could be that Rabbi Abba even holds like Rabbi Nassan, even though Rabbi Nassan holds that when you cannot collect from one mazik, the other mazik makes up for it. There's a havamina that the same would not be true when you can't collect from the emurim. Hasam huda amalei bal shor lebal bar anata rabbi bircha ashkachte. Over there, it could be when you have a shor pushes another shor into a bar. So Rabbi Nassim will say that the Baal of the shor that was Nizik can say to the Baal of Bar, listen, I found my bar in your, I found my shor in your bar. So your bar killed my animal at the end of the day. And therefore, since at the end of the day, your bar is what killed my animal, whatever I can't collect from the other guy, I'm going to collect from you. Aval hachaba, when it comes to behemas shlamim, mi matzi amar basar azik, emurin lo azik, can the nizik really say, listen, only the basar did the damage. The emurim didn't do the damage. So if I can't collect from the emurim, I'm going to collect from the basar because the basar is what did the damage. No, there's no svara to be mechalik between the basar and the emurim, and therefore you cannot collect more than the chatzi of the basar, even though you're not going to be able to collect from the emurim. So now Rav explains that. So that's as far as the chiddush of Rabbi Abba when it comes to a carbon shlomim that does damage. What if a carbon toda does damage? So Rav, a toda sheizika. If you have a carbon toda, that's a tam that does damage. And the din is that a short time that does damage pays nezek only megufo, so govim mi besara. The nizek collects from the basar of that karmen toda. The Tosos points out that even though Rava explains that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, nevertheless, this din of Rava, that a toda that does damage, you govim mi besara, only works according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that kachim kalim, such as karmen toda, are mamon bailim. And therefore, the bailim has to pay in the nezek. But according to to the Chachamim that Todas Mamun Kavoa, you can't be Mechayiv, the Maktish, in the Nezek of an animal that no longer belongs to him. Right? If he was Maktish the animal, and then the animal did the damage, well, I'm gonna go to the Bailum that originally was Maktish the animal, it's not his. It's like if I sell an animal and 5 years later the animal does damage, you're not going to come back to me when the animal does damage if I sold the animal. So this statement, Tosfos points out in Dibra Maskal Omar, is Afal Gavda, Rav Mefarsh Masis and Dinmila Veloke Masis Krabi Yosei Glili, Al Korcha Chacha Eiri the Rabbi Yosei Glili. Over here it has to be that he's going like Rabbi Yosei Glili. But anyway, so says Rav, a Toda that does damage, you Gova Mipsara and you're not Veino Gova Milachma. You cannot collect from the Lachme Toda. Along with the Karban Toda comes 40 loaves of bread, 4 different types, 10 of each type. So 30 of them matzah and 10 of them chametz. So the Gemara explains what the chiddush of that is. Lechem pshita. It's possible that you cannot collect from the lachme toda. The short tam is mishalim only megufo. The lechem had nothing to do with the nezek. The lechem is not part of the gufa hashor. So says Mar Seifa Tzrichle. Now the chiddush is in what Rava then says. Nizik ochel basar umischaper maybe lechem. The nizik who collects the meat of the carbon toda for the payment of his nezek eats the basar of the carbon after the makrav of the emurim, and the bala carbon brings the lechem even though he doesn't get to eat the basar. The nizik is the one that's eating the basar. So that's the chiddush over here. So it says Mar Hanami Pshita, that's also pasha. The nizik is not mechuyev in the carbon, so why should he be the one that has to bring the lechem if he's not the one that was chayiv in the carbon? He's just collecting damages from the meat of the carbon. No, ma'u detema, I might have thought, given the lechem hechshera dezevachu, that since the bringing of the lechem is machshir the carbon for akrava, le malay, let the mazik say to the nizik that ata chalta basar va, no, I see lechem. Doesn't make any sense that you're going to eat the basar and I'm going to bring the lechem. More mistaver is that you should bring the lechem. So kamash malan, that's what Rava tells me, the lechem chiyuva debailimu, that even though it is the hechsher of the carbon, but it's the chiyuv that lands on the shoulders of the bailim, of the bala carbon, and therefore he's the one that has to bring it. It's not the nizik's responsibility to bring the lechem. The Ketzos points out in Siman Tov Vav, he discusses, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds a kachim kalim is mamun bailim, and a person can sell his carbon to somebody else. He discusses, is included in that mechira the kapara of the carbon as well. Nafkamina, where the other guy also took a neder to bring this type of carbon. Do we say that now that he purchased the carbon from his friend, he could be yotzei his chiyuv with the carbon that he purchased? So he says, according to our sugya, that the nizik is not maybe the lechem, it's the mazik that's maybe the lechem. We see that it's not the kapara itself that's sold. Because if it were possible to sell the kapara, it would turn out that the behemoth that did damage, it now belongs to the nizik, and he's now the bailim of that animal, and mimele, he should be the one that has to bring the lechem. Whereas the mazik is not yotzei his chiyuv with bringing the carbon, and mimele, he wouldn't have to bring the lechem. He'd have to bring another carbon in order to be mekayim his chiyuv. So that's what the Ketzos uses our sugya as a raya to whether the kapara element of a carbon can transfer when it's sold, because this is the equivalent of a sale when we say that it goes to paying the nizik. So Chazanish is not convinced that that's a good deal, that that's a good raya, but that's the Ketzos' raya. Now we had said in the Mishnah as well, nechasim shehein shel bnei bris, that the chiyuv of nizikin is only when your animal damages nechasim that belongs to bnei bris. So the mutei mai, as opposed to what? Ila mutei dov chavim, if you're telling me that if your animal damages an animal that belongs to ovdei chavim, or nechasim belongs to ovdei chavim, you're going to be potter. Haktan lele kaman. The Mishnah says that beferish on daf lam zayin rabei. Shor shal yishol shnog shor shal chavim potter. We have a beferish Mishnah like that. You don't know, our Mishnah doesn't need to allude to that cryptically. It's beferish in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Kivega just points out that the Mishnah over there is not really extra, because it says there that a shor shel nachri shenagach shor shel Yisrael bein tam bein muad is mishalim nezek shalim, and that does not appear in our Mishnah. That if it goes in the other direction, if a shor shel ovid chavim gores one of our shvarim, so then he pays nezek shalim even on the first time. So you can't say that the Gemara's kasha is that the Mishnah is extra, because the Mishnah is only speaking about nezek of keren, whereas our Mishnah speaks about all the mazikim that there's a patur of a nachri. Nazikri. Our Mishnah is speaking about all the Avos Nazikim, so he suggests that the Ptur of Vishol Sheyisol, Hamazik Shor Shel Goy, that it says in the Mishnah, is not learned from Re'ehu. It's from the Pasuk, Amad Ve'yimdo De'eretz Rav Viter Goyim, that it tells me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matir, the Mammon of Goyim, based on the Pasuk in Chabakuk, because they were not Mekabel, the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. And that's true by all the Mazikim, so therefore, our Mishnah would still be extra. Meaning, if it's not really about Karen or about it, it's just about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevater Mammon Shel Goyim, which applies to all the Nazikim, all the Avos Nazikim, so that would make that Mishnah extra. But anyway, so the Gemara over here says, I don't understand. If you're telling me that it's coming to be Memayit Shor David Chavim, we have a Mishnah that's Memayit Shor David Chavim. So the Gemara says, yeah, Tana V'Hadam Mefarish. The Tana in our Mishnah speaks very briefly, very succinctly, very cryptically, and then later we're going to have a Mishnah that elaborates and that explains exactly what the Tana of our Mishnah means. And then we had said in our Mishnah, Nechasim HaMiyuchadin, that the Chiyuv of Nezek is only on Nechasim HaMiyuchadin, L'mutei Mai. What is that coming to be, Memayit, with the phrase Nechasim HaMiyuchadin? So I'm Rav Yehuda. It's coming to be made a case where we don't know who the mazik is, that there were a lot of oxen in the area. One of them did the damage. So the baal of one of the shvarim says to another baal hashor, it was your shor that did the damage. And the other one says right back to him, no, it was your shor that did the damage. So our Mishnah is telling us that it needs to be in the chasim of the mazik, it needs to be miyuchadim. That all in the chasim that we have a suffix that maybe they are the ones that damage are miyuchad to the same person. And it can't be a suffix who the Bailim is. Meaning if I own all the shvarim that were in the vicinity and we know that one of my shvarim did the damage, so good, so I'm going to have to pay for it. But if they're different owners, then you're not going to have to pay for it. So it says Maratani Lekaman, we already learned in the Mishnah, Hayushnaim, if the two shvarim belong to two different people, Rodfin Achar Echad, and they both chase after one shvar to be Nogeach, and then we find the dead shvar, Zeomer Sharcha Hizik, Zeomer Sharcha Hizik, Shneim Peturim, they're both going to be Potter. So why do I need our Mishnah to tell me that same din, that if there are two shvarim that are both suspects, and they're both owned by different people, that each of the bailim of the shvarim are going to be Potter? So Tani V'Adam Mefarish, Enoch Nami, yeah, that's what it says later on in the Mishnah, and that's just an elaboration of the word, phrase in our Mishnah, when we say Nechasim HaMiyuchadim. So now the Gemara brings a Braisa that explains the Mishnah differently. B'masnisa Tana, in the Braisa it says that the Mishnah that said Nechasim HaMiyuchadim means Prat L'Nichsei Hefker, that Dinei Nezikim don't apply to Nichsei Hefker. So what do we mean? Hey Chidami, what do you mean doesn't apply to Nichsei Hefker? Ilim d'nagach Torah didan l'Torah d'Hefker. If you mean to tell me that if our shor, my shor, damages a shor that belongs to Hefker, man tavale, who's going to claim any money that the Mishnah has to tell me I'm Pater? Of course I'm Pater. Who am I going to pay it to? El d'nagach Torah d'Hefker l'Torah d'idan. No, the Chiddush is that a shor of Hefker gores my shor. So, I don't know, leis of leis. Go and take the shor that of Hefker itself, and no one's going to stop you. So what do you mean? Chi of Pater, whatever, take it. It's yours, okay? Meaning normally you'd pay. Migufo, chatinas migufo. Take the whole thing. You can take the entire thing. So it doesn't make sense to say that we're excluding Nichsei Hefker in either direction. If it's the Hefker that does the damage, it doesn't make any sense. And if the Hefker that got damaged doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, no, b'shakadam v'zachabo acher. No, the case is that someone came and made a kinyan on that Shor of Hefker, and the Mishnah's Mechadesh that the Nizik is not able to collect the Nezek from the Shor because at the time of the Hezek it was Hefker. Meaning, what happens at 9 a.m., the Shor Shal Hefker gores my Shor, and I only discover my dead Shor at 10 a.m., but at 9:30, someone else has already been Kona, that Shor Shal Hefker. So now it belongs to somebody else. So I'm not allowed to go collect because the animal that did damage at the time that it did the damage was a Shor Shal Hefker. So that's one possibility. That Nechasim Mimichadim excludes Nechsei Hefker, and it's Dafka B'chei Gavna that it was Hefker that did the damage, and someone was Zocha in between. Ravina Amar Lemute Nagach V'achar Kach Higdish. It's nothing to do with Hefker. No, it's talking about a case. The Mishnah, when it says Nechasim Mimichadim, is coming to exclude a case of an animal that gored another animal, and then the Bala Shor HaMazik was Makdish his Shor to the Mizbeach or to Bedek Abayis, or Nagach V'achar Kach Hivkir, or after my shor did damage. He said, I had enough of the shor. I'm mafkirit. So the mazik is now patur milishalim. And that's what the Mishnah says. In order to be mechayiv the mazik to pay his nezek, it has to be that the object that did the damage still belongs to him, not only at the shas ha-nezek, but at the shas ha-mad b'din. It still belongs to him. Tanya Namiachim, we have a brisa that says just like this, but legabi the machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Daf Mem Dalid, where it talks about a shor shel hefker that kills a person, where the Chacham says pata, the shor does not get stoned, and Rabbi Yehuda says yes it does, meaning normally when a shor kills a person the shor gets stoned, but if the shor doesn't have a bailim, it was a shor shel hefker, do we say that that's a din in the bailim, so it has to have a bailim in order to get stoned, or no, this animal is a terrible mazik, it went and it killed a human being, so we need to kill it. So yes, alkeinam Rabbi Yehuda, a greater chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda said, in addition to the fact that it gets stoned, is afilu nagach v'acharkachigdish. Even if a shor killed a person and then the bailim was makdish the shor, nagach v'acharkachivkir. If the shor was nagach and then the bailim was mafkir the shor, potter. The shor is still potter from skilin. The bailim is potter from paying kofar. Shenemar buhuad bebailim vehim is ish. And then it says shor yisakal v'gam bailim you must. So from the fact that it's bailim is mentioned in the pasuk, even at the time of the ha'ada of the shor, and also at the time of the skila of the shor, we learn that it has to be in the rishus of the same person from the time of the negicha until the time of the misa. Till the time of the Amad Bedin, I mean, from the time of the Negicha where it killed somebody until the time of the Amad Bedin, it has to belong to the same person, and only then do you give it skila. So the Gemara asks, so it sounds that it's good enough that the Bailus is at the Shas Amad Bedin, Ugmaradin lo be'inan. Do you mean to tell me that it doesn't still need to be in the same possession of the same person at the time of the Gmaradin, only at the time of the Hamad Bedin? Hashar Yisakel, b'Gmaradin u'dichsev. Hashar Yisakel is not about the time at the beginning of the court case. It's at the time of the Gemaradin. That's when you're actually doing the skila. Ela ema she'achete misa v'hamad b'din u Gemaradin shavin kechad. In a chenami, it needs to be in the possession of the same person from the time of the misa to the, meaning when it killed something somebody else, till the time of the hamad b'din, till the time of the Gemaradin. It has to be all in one bailus at all three of those times. There is a machlokas rishonim, doesn't need to be retzufa, meaning what if in between those times it was owned by somebody else? And Mukhe Yosef writes that if the shor gores and then the bailim is mafkirit and then he goes and he reacquires it, so the he's going to be pater because it's not, I mean, it didn't belong to him the entire time, but at all three critical times it belonged to him, at the time of the misa it belonged to him, at the time of the amadim it didn't belong to him, at the time of the gemar it didn't belong to him. That's the sheet of the Mukhe Yosef. It has to be straight ownership. However, the Torah says no, it doesn't have to be that he owns it throughout the entire time. We just look at those three points in time, and as long as at those three points in time he owns it, that's good enough in order to be mechayef him. And the Bir Grai says that that's the mashmos of the Gemara. Ashte misa vehamad din gemar din shavim keechad. If the bailus needs to be retzufa, why does it say the hamad b'din? It could have just said ashte misa ugemar din shavim keechad. And mela the hamad b'din is in between those two. So why does it identify the middle point? By identifying the middle point, it seems like it's telling me about points in time, not that it's telling me about one consecutive retzifus of ownership. Okay, the Mishnah then said further, Chutz Mirshus Hamyuchadas Lamazik, that the Bala Nezik is chayiv in the payment, except for in case where the damage happened in Rishus Hamyuchadas Lamazik. So the Gemara says that we're talking about that the Shor Nizik came into the property of the Mazik, the Rishus of the Mazik, without permission. Damalei, Torch Mirshus, my boy. So if your animal trespasses into my property and my watchdog attacks it, so yeah, your animal shouldn't trespass into my property, so I'm not going to be responsible for that which my watchdog went and did. Then it said that the chiv nizikim is chutz mirishus hamiyuchadis lamazik urishus hanizik vehamazik. And then it said kishizik havamazik that you have to pay tashlume nezek b'meitav ha'aretz. So there's like this middle phrase. When it's in the rishus of the mazik on pater, then that's phrase number one. Phrase number three is kishizik havamazik l'shem tashlume nezek b'meitav ha'aretz. That there's some, that I am chay. chayiv. Then in the middle you have this phrase, Urshus HaNizik VeHamazik. So we have machlokas, which, where you connect that phrase. Does it go to the first, to the statement number one, or does it go along with statement number three? Is it a Hemshech of Chutz Mirshus HaMiuchadis LaMazik, that you're potter if it's a joint Rishus? Or is this a new Inyan that's shaykh to the next line of the Mishnah, that Rishus HaNizik VeHamazik, Shehizik Chav HaMazik, then in such a case, you're going to be chayiv. If you have a chatz that's jointly owned, that one shutaf shar damages the other shutaf shar. The mazik is chayiv if the nezik happened by eating peros or by drisas haregel in the normal way that animals do. Then you're going to be chayiv. Even though it says in parsha shein v'regel, uvir b'stei acher, so it sounds like it's a sada that's not shayich at all to the mazik. Rav Chista told, it means lema'it rishus harabim, but not lema'it rishus hashutafim. That if my animal does nezek with shein or regel in a jointly owned rishus, I'm still going to be chayiv. And then Rav Chista explains our Mishnah accordingly. V'hachika amar, and this is what the Tanav our Mishnah says. Chutz mirishus hamiyuchedes lemazik dipater. If it's my rishus and your animal trespassed and my watchdog attacked, so I'm going to be pater. But if it's a jointly owned rishus of mine and yours, and my animal damaged with shein or regel, so then I'm going to be chayiv. For Rabbi Lazar disagrees with Rav Chisa, and he says that a shor that damages in a chatzah that belongs to both the mazik and the nizik, pater al shein val regel, he's going to be pater from shein regel, because it says in the parsha of shein regel, beer bestay acher. So it's only a sada that's miyuchedes to the nizik alone, whereas a chatzah Shutafim belongs to both of us. V'hachika amar, and you can explain our Mishnah accordingly, that the mazik is going to be chayv chutz mirushus hamiyuchedas lemazik. That when is the mazik going to be potter? If your animal trespasses into my rishos and therefore gets hurt, or if it's a jointly owned rishos and my animal does damage to you through shein or regel, then I'm going to be potter. What then is statement number three in the Mishnah about when it says that if my animal damages that I'm going to be chayiv? That's talking about a jointly owned rishos, but it damaged with Karen, that a shor that damaged with Karen is going to be chayiv, and that wasn't mentioned in the first Mishnah, in the earlier part. So the Mara asks in Rabbi Lazar, that which we say in the end of the Mishnah about Karen, hanich l'Shmuel, that makes a lot of sense according to Shmuel, who holds that when we say shor in the Mishnah, it refers to regel. So I understand why the Mishnah needs to be marbe nezek of Karen, that when my animal does damage of Karen, then I'm going to have to pay. El Rav Diyamar Tana Shor, call me the Shor. But according to Rav, going back to the very beginning of the Masechta, right, we have this Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, what does the word Shor even mean in our Mishnah? According to Rav, that the word Shor means all of the types of Nezek that a Shor damages, Karen, Shane, and Regel. So the Tanna already told me that I'm Chayiv for Niske Karen. Chava Mazik Lasuyamai, what's it teach me when it says Chava Mazik? Meaning, the way that, I said it wrong, but the way that Rabbi Lazar understands this third line of the Mishnah, this last line of Kishahizik that you have to pay, is totally separate. Nothing to do with Chatzar Shutafim, nothing to do with Chatzar Mazik, nothing to do with any of that. It's just saying, oh, and by the way, there's a din of Karen that you have to pay. There's a din of Karen that if your animal does damage with Karen, you're going to be chayiv to pay. So if you hold that the Mishnah has not yet discussed Karen because you hold like Shmuel, that when the it says Shor in the Mishnah, it's only talking about Regel. So now is when the Mishnah first introduces the notion of Karen. But if you hold like Rav, the Karen has already been discussed, and I already know that there's such a chayiv called Karen. So what's the Mishnah adding when it tells me this line? So answers the Gemara, La'asuyeh hadutan rabbanan. What it's adding is the din that's taught in the following brisa that we associate with our Mishnah. Kishehizik chava mazik, lahavi shomer chinam v'ashoel nosi sachar v'asocher, shehizika behema birushu son. That it's coming to be mechayiv four types of shomer, the shomer chinam, the shoel, the nosi sachar, and the socher, who are mekabel behema to guard, and the behema did damage birushu son while it was under their watch, their watchful eye, or not so watchful eye. So the halach is tam mishalim chatzin nezek muad mishalim nezek shalim. That if it's a tam, it pays chatzin nezek; if it's a muad, it pays nezek shalim. So the Bryce explains nifrit sabalayla. If let's say the mechitza, the cage that I put it in, or the pen that I put it in, all of a sudden the mechitza breaks in the middle of the night, some sort of crazy onus, and it wasn't because of any pshia of the shomer, he locked it up properly, it was a strong mechitza, osher pratzua listim, or gazlanim came and let the animal out, and then v'yatzav izika, the animal went out and did damage, pater. Then the shomer is going to be pater from paying anything. We have a similar halachot in the Mishnah later on. In him base that a kone is sown the deer, that if you bring it sown into a pen, v'nal b'fnei karoi, and then yatsav izika potter, nifritza b'layla, pratzua listim, yatsav izika potter. So Tos over there asks, what's the chiddush of nifritza b'layla potter? We're talking about where you locked it properly, so what else could you have done? So he said, no, the chiddush is dafka b'layla that you're potter, but if it was nifritza b'yom, you'd be chayiv, because min astam, you knew about it, and you should have brought it back if it was b'yom, and you just let it stay out for too long, even though you weren't responsible for it having gone out in the first place. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the fourth wide line with Amar Mar. Everyone have a wonderful day. Oh, yeah.